having fun with a six-pack of Bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
ZipRecruiter's smart technology can quickly scan thousands of resumes, helping you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/40. Spring forward with a new hiring partner, ZipRecruiter, and find top talent sooner. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's 40. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Russia, more than 40 people are dead, 100 others injured after a mass shooting and fiery explosion rocked the Crocus City Hall in Moscow. ABC's Tom Sufiburid says several gunmen opened fire, and Russia is investigating it as an act of terrorism.
We know the Russian military or special forces are on the scene, and there are unconfirmed reports that they are now trying to storm that concert hall.
Ukraine denied any involvement. In Britain, Catherine, the Princess of Wales, announcing she's battling cancer and was diagnosed after her abdominal surgery in January. The wife of Prince William says she's undergoing early chemotherapy and asked for privacy. The Senate is expected to take up a House pass spending package today. Congress must pass the measure before midnight to avert a partial government shutdown. And following his meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Anthony Blinken says that the disagreements remain over Israel's planned operations. This is ABC News. An Air Force intelligence analyst is accused of sharing classified U.S. intelligence with an anti-government extremist group on social media.
A newly unsealed FBI affidavit dated November of 2022, alleging, according to multiple reports, that 28-year-old now former Air Force Airman Jason Gray shared a classified image on an anti-government Discord chat group that he likely obtained from his access to NSA intel. The Washington Post reporting that Gray had already admitted at the time to investigators he had created a Facebook group for supporters of the Boogaloo movement, which seeks a second civil war. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The government wants to crack down on price gouging in the supermarket industry. A new report titled Feeding America in a Time of Crisis found major grocery stores took advantage of supply shortages during the pandemic. The FTC claims large supermarket chains raised their prices higher than necessary to boost profits. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy skies today with spotty snow showers still possible. By tonight, we'll see some clearing as temperatures crash cold. This means we'll see a mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. All ahead of a major snowstorm smacking by Saturday night and throughout Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 30.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bipartisan bill criminalizing sexual misconduct against a student by a school staff member or volunteer. The new law will define that misconduct as verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher will resign his House seat effective April 19th. The Green Bay Republican had already announced he's not running for a fifth term in November. He gave no reason for the accelerated departure. A Milwaukee man charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide for a beating that took place last Saturday. Prosecutors say 39-year-old Jose Dali Gonzalez Jr. beat the victim and stomped on her head. He's had his bond set at $75,000 cash. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telcom, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, Durand, Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Funding is still available from the Pepin County Health Department for the Nitrate Mitigation Reverse Osmosis Project. Eligible landowners or renters can receive a grant to help install mitigation systems that would remove nitrate from a private well water supply. For more information on the project and to apply, contact the Pepin County Health Department. The new substitute superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District is settling into his new position. Troy Gunderson was named the superintendent during this week's Durand, Arkansas School Board meeting and says his main goal is to keep things running smoothly for the rest of the school year.
We'll really just help the wonderful people who already work here just do their jobs and be supportive of them. Make sure that we keep them productive and moving the district forward. Lots of great things going on here in Durand. You want to make sure that the people who are still here aren't overwhelmed with all kinds of things that really aren't supposed to be in their plate, and maybe I can take some of that off of them so that they can serve the children and keep the place moving along.
Gunderson will be in the district 2 days a week and working from home during the rest of the week throughout the end of the school year. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will begin the process of hiring a permanent superintendent March 28th. The Prairie Island Indian community is hoping to open the third cannabis dispensary in Minnesota this year. Tribal leaders announced that they hope to open Southern Minnesota's first dispensary this summer after receiving the necessary licenses. The Prairie Island community is considered a sovereign nation, giving it the right to enact its own cannabis regulations. Now, Minnesota is still ironing out the details of a cannabis licensing system. The licenses may be issued beginning as early as next year. A northern Wisconsin county is ready to buy a health clinic that's slated to close. The Rest County Board of Supervisors voted March 7th to pay $1.6 million for the Prevea Health Primary Clinic, with the contingency that the county would lease the building to a health care provider. The tentative closing date for the sale is April 19th. The clinic in Ladysmith is set to close by April 21st, along with 18 other locations, as Prevea and Hospital Sisters Health System exit western Wisconsin. The ongoing probe into a baby found dead in the Mississippi River more than a decade ago may have found a new focus. The infant, known as Baby Angel, was found near Winona in 2011. The Winona County Sheriff's Department says forensic evidence may have led them to the baby's mother. The sheriff's office says DNA and forensic genealogy point to a 41-year-old woman who was found in Winona last year. Initial testing using a genetic sample from the woman's trash showed a possible match to the baby's DNA. Investigators are now asking for a warrant to get a blood sample directly from the woman. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
The fire danger risk will diminish significantly now that snow has fallen overnight. Fire crews in Durand and Mondovi have been battling various wildfires this week. According to Durand Fire, the wildfire near the intersection of Highway T and L Pachel Road in the town of Lima on Wednesday burned approximately 80 acres. Firefighters were on the scene for approximately 5 hours. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. No injuries were reported. Pepin County supervisors will be looking for money in the budget to help pay for interpreter fees related to a court case in January. Pepin County Judge Thomas W. Clark told members that a case in January involving a child and two adults that did not speak English has caused the court to use up all of its budgeted amount for interpreter fees. The judge told the board that they should expect a request for the extra money during the April board meeting. Xcel Energy is urging customers to prepare for possible power outages as winter weather returns to Wisconsin. The utility says it's preparing for the incoming storm on Sunday and that customers can help by immediately reporting any outages. Xcel also recommends brushing snow and ice from gas meters to prevent leaks and pressure buildups. The National Weather Service says a large winter storm could affect the region Sunday through Tuesday. Wisconsin will distribute more than $320,000 to improve county forest roads. Governor Evers says the money will benefit more than 900 miles of roadway spanning 24 counties. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the money should help decrease the amount that counties have to pay for road improvements. To qualify, the roads must be located in county forest limits and be open to the public for travel. Swatting would be a felony offense in Minnesota if a new proposal being considered at the Minnesota State Capitol becomes law. Whether swatting is meant as a prank or to get someone in trouble, it is a fake emergency call that brings police and often armed tactical teams called SWAT teams to someone's home or work. It's already a crime to make a false emergency report in Minnesota, but the new law, if approved, would elevate the crime to a felony with up to a year in jail for anyone convicted. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin is ranked 10th in the nation for singles. The study by Consumer Affairs reports Wisconsin's median income is nearly $71,000, with a lower than average cost of housing, overall cost of living, and low crime rate. Wisconsin has an average size population of singles and the third highest numbers of bars per person in the nation. Meanwhile, neighboring Minnesota ranks 9th best for singles. Illinois is 5th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Reddick ready for Coda Clash. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast, The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 Years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Tyler Reddick made steady improvement over three NASCAR Cup Series events at Circuit of the Americas, going from 9th to 5th to 1st. As the defending winner, the 2311 Racing pilot acknowledged that other teams have made improvements at COTA, along with changes to the aero package that will affect the competition.
We're taking the symbol diffuser, the different downforce package, to COTA, so that, you know, could shake up what it takes to go fast there. So we'll be all learning that. We'll all be learning that in those two 20-minute practice sessions we get. But yeah, you know, certainly I definitely want to return and win again. It's always a lot of fun. But yeah, we'll see how different it may be this time around.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Marquette is moving on to the round of 32 after knocking off Western Kentucky 87-69 today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Second-seeded Golden Eagles trail by 7 at halftime before taking over in the second half to pull away. Cam Jones poured in 28. Tyler Kolick, after missing 6 games with an oblique injury, at 18 points and 11 assists. Golden Eagles will take on the winner of Florida and Colorado. That matchup for Sunday. The Badgers go tonight, 8:40 tip against James Madison as they look to join Marquette in the field of 32. Badger guard Max Klesman on the matchup.
Yeah, I think the squad likes any matchup we get. I think we've proven that to ourselves this year. It doesn't matter who's in front of us. You know what the other team's jersey says on the front. So we know, like, know what we got in this locker room, what it's going to take to win games at this level. You know, different types of games. Like, if it's going to be fast-paced, slow-paced, we've seen every kind of style of basketball this year. So we're ready to go.
Badger women's hockey team facing Colgate tonight in the NCAA Women's Frozen Four. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Winter sports awards plus history is made with the first WIAA-sanctioned lacrosse games. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The winter sports season is officially complete with the exciting boys basketball state tournament that was held over the weekend. Before we fully move into spring sports, there are a number of awards that have come out recently that need to be highlighted. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association announced last week that Wisconsin Lutheran senior Con Knipple was selected as the Mr. Basketball in the state. The Duke recruit would go on to lead the Vikings to a Division II state title and perfect 30-0 record. Knipple headlined the WBCA Boys All-State team that was released this week as a 3-time first-team pick in Division II. St. Thomas More senior Amari McCaffrey was also a first-team choice in Division III for a third consecutive year. In addition, there were 17 repeat All-State selections in the respective divisions. Head over to wissports.net for the full WBCA All-State list. This week marked a milestone in high school sports, as for the first time in more than 40 years, a new WIA-sanctioned sport is added, lacrosse. The very first lacrosse games for both boys and girls were held on Tuesday, as 39 boys teams and 36 girls teams will compete in the first season, with an anticipation of the number of players and teams growing substantially in future seasons, now that it has moved under the WIAA umbrella after 20-plus years as a club sport. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I use my ice fishing rods year-round. I do. I think that the rods work great for certain aspects of fishing, and I'll tell you what that is. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
A lot of my buddies put away their ice rods once the ice fishing season is over. I'm not that guy. I use my ice fishing rods year-round. I even use them in saltwater when I'm down in Florida in the winter months. So what you do is set those rods up for vertical jigging. Those short rods mean that you can keep that bait and that lure close to the boat, and you can get a good hook set, and you can fight big fish. Sometimes I'll even set up where I'm looking at my lure with the sonar that's on the console of the boat. I've done it many times. And of course, if you've got a sonar transducer puck on your trolling motor, you can do the same thing. As long as you don't have current pulling that lure away from that transducer cone, you can see the lure on your sonar. So make sure that you keep some of these ice fishing rods out from being stored so that you can use them for a vertical jigging technique in the summertime. I also cast with mine. These rods do cast lures. Not as far as your long ones, but if you're just making short casts, you can get the job done with an ice fishing rod. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy skies today with spotty snow showers still possible. By tonight, we'll see some clearing as temperatures crash cold. This means we'll see a mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. All ahead of a major snowstorm smacking by Saturday night and throughout Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 30.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and a market that had turned itself lower and just kind of hung out there all day. I'm going to make an interesting comparison to last week's trends and what we saw this week. What does that mean going into next week, especially when we look at this grain complex as a whole? We have a cattle on feed report. Of course, we're doing this program before the cattle on feed report comes out, so we won't have any concrete numbers, but you knew the markets really were watching what those numbers would have to say, and that's kind of how they traded throughout the day. Sue Martin is joining us. Sue is with Ag and Investment in Clarion, Iowa, and I got to bring up this comparison because you talked about last week how we set some highs and how we finished out, and then how we looked at this week setting some highs and how we finished out.
Well, we have. We've done both weeks very much the same. Higher highs for the week on Thursday, and then Friday was a corrective day, a good corrective day both weeks. And this week, though, last week we closed higher for the week. This week we're closing lower for the week. So I think we're going to start off next week, and it wouldn't surprise me if Sunday night, Monday, we start off making lower lows for the week. You know, from today, we're down, and then we look at this week's lows and try to go after that. So, you know, the products, you had soybean oil down hard today, down $1.15 on the May contract, and they were all sharply lower. And soy meal, which helped us rally so strongly yesterday, along with bean oil, was up sharply. Now today it's down $5.20 a ton. So, you know, beans didn't really get much help today. And then there's talk of rains through a lot of the safrina corn areas, although that didn't seem to bother the corn market super much today. We still close lower, but it may be that the wheat market, which was nicely stronger today, might have helped hold the corn at bay from dropping too much. I think corn will be weaker early next week to start. One thing we need to keep in mind is, yes, next week's a very important week because we have the quarterly stocks on Thursday and also the prospective plantings report. Well, if you look at next Thursday and we have that, well, then you also have no markets on Friday and you're going into a long weekend and the end of a month and an end of a quarter. So I think we're going to see some increased volatility a little bit as we roll into April. And I think that you're going to see traders trying to level positions here for a little bit. And we've had a huge increase in open interest in corn this week. I think into yesterday, we had seen an increase in open interest of over 44,000 contracts since late last week. That's huge. And that was new buying coming into the market, managed money, I think, coming into the marketplace. So we need to keep an eye. We have the Dow, the stock market up sharply from a year ago, and also at all-time record highs. And so we need to be very watchful of that stock market because there is concerns, and there's been talk of this, that April could hold some surprising happenings or occurrences, black swans that could happen. Will it happen? I don't know. Is it tied to the eclipse? It could be. I hope it don't happen, but I know that there is that concern and it's out there that will have a big impact on markets in April. And so then we're also rolling into April and it's planting season and farmers in Nebraska, I hear lots of the ground is worked, ready to go. You guys, I don't think caught much moisture. We had a couple of inches of snow and I think they even had more the further south you go towards Des Moines. But, you know, we need moisture badly and you have Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, you know, we're all really, really dry and could use some nice moisture. Snow, okay, we'll take it. It's better than nothing, but it doesn't amount to much. When you only have a couple inches, how much moisture are you really getting? Not much.
Yeah, you know, and that's been the frustrating part, I think, is the lack of moisture that has been seen. We haven't had any here in a while, and I know there's the potential to come our way. Now, looking at, since we're talking about spring planting, have you continued to hear the uptick in the acre wars that are seeming to be picked up because of what's happened in the cotton and what we might see in corn and beans?
Well, we are hearing some. Now, if cotton picks up more acres, which it should for the price level that it's gotten to, I would think that it could pull away from beans. You know, here's the other thing. If we go in and it looks like we get an earlier spring, which it feels like it is already an earlier spring, you know, farmers love to plant corn. And you can, you know, they can say, well, it's not as profitable as beans, but, you know, they love to plant corn. And I can see where the corn acres could be higher here this year than what we started off talking about. You know, originally it was around 90 million acres. Then it went to maybe 91. Now you've got people talking 93. And so we'll see what happens. The other thing we have to keep in mind is the USDA in the, I think it was in the Ag Forum Outlook, was talking about a yield starting off at 181. You know, that is huge, way above anything we did last year in a good producing year. And, of course, if you take the average of the last 5 years, it's way above that. So I don't know. There's room to come down. Now, the bean acres, I keep hearing in the northern states, like, of course, Minnesota, especially the northern half, but more like North Dakota into Montana and South Dakota, I'm hearing talk that the bean acres especially may exceed rather than planting canola or other crops because of the fact that the beans are the only thing that's really making money. And so I've had producers out in those areas telling me they're really going to expand in bean acres. So
we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continues with Sue Martin. Sue, of course, is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. You made a comment to me, and I like kind of the description, is we know that China's been doing a lot of different things right now when it comes to acquiring their grains, but you put it the best, China's draining everyone's cupboards. And I thought that really puts it into perspective of what's going on.
Well, I think so. I think China has been, first off, by them being sort of absent from our market, especially in soybeans, that is helping the price drop because they are the world's largest importer, and therefore they were used to be number one customer of the U.S. Now they're putting, you know, moving all of their attention into everywhere else, but they're going to drain everyone else's cupboards, and then the U.S., in the meantime, prices drop, helps them buy cheaper around the world. They're very savvy when it comes to trade. And in the meantime, they're great at trying to talk the market down, too. But you watch their actions rather than their words. And of course, right now, we have to admit they're not big customers of the U.S. But they have been importing lots of corn, sorghum, barley, soybeans from other parts of the world. And, of course, you know, we realize that because they haven't been as aggressive in our bean market, we wonder if by chance the USDA is going to have to adjust the exports down in the reports. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, our quarterly stocks report next week will be rubbed back off into the supply-demand report in April. But, you know, you've had the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. They have recently, just overnight, they lowered the production for corn by 2.5 million metric tons, mainly because there were some parts of the country that were just extremely hot and dry. And so that hurt that crop. And then they got hit with floods in other parts of the country that wasn't real good for beans, but also especially for corn. And they're talking about some diseases in the corn crop, too. So, you know, they lowered the expectation that they held by 2.5 million metric tons, which was a pretty good step back. But the market didn't seem to care today about that. It's the end of a week. And, of course, we're going into a government report week, so we're going to have the market, I think, seeing some pretty good leveling of positions, positioning, or however you want to call it, because that report gets out on Thursday, and then we look at Friday, and there's no markets, and we have a long weekend, end of a quarter, end of a month.
I don't know about you, but it's hard to believe that we're already talking Easter next week.
I know it. And to think the first quarter of this year is already gone, just about. And I mean, it's amazing how fast time's flying.
Yes, it is. Let's look at this cattle market, because there's a lot, and we don't have the numbers as of yet, but so much anticipation. And I'm wondering why, what you're hearing, why are we seeing such a push for this report compared to a cattle on feed report that we've seen in January or February?
Well, I think one thing is this report is expected to show more placements. And, of course, it's that, you know, the wheat pastures, you know, coming out of dormancy pushes that. And they came out of dormancy earlier than normal. So I think that's helped push, you know, the placements in February to be a little more aggressive. And, you know, we've had concerns with, okay, another thing I think is the concerns of cattle, that how well they handled the smoke and the damage to their lungs and what have you in the fires in Texas and on into Oklahoma. And so we're even hearing talk that in the dairies, there's like 14 dairies, the last I knew, in Texas that were dealing with a strange virus or what have you, but it causes the cows to not provide as much milk. In fact, it's a marked drop in the amount of milk that they provide. And so that some of these cows are going to probably be going to market, and that adds to it also. Another thing that's kind of been occurring, if you look at the coast, the East Coast, Northeast especially, and then you look at the California coast, the weather hasn't been the best on both coasts. And therefore, that I'm wondering if that hasn't hurt demand a little bit, along with being in Lent. But I'm wondering if that hasn't hurt the demand for restaurants and business, because I think business is down.
Well, lots of things to look at as we get ready for, as you say, a report week next week, and then the holiday on top of it all will be a very interesting trading week. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Sue?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051, and y'all have a great day, and if I don't talk to you before, Susan, you have a good Easter as well.
Well, thanks so much. Sue Martin's joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. As we get ready to wrap up National Ag Week, thank you, folks, for what you do every single day. It's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by your Channel Seed Professional on the Rural Radio Network.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The greater sage grouse, a unique-looking bird native to sage habitats in the western United States, has been the cause of friction between ranchers and the federal government for years. A new proposal isn't likely to thaw that relationship. I'll have details when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Sarah and Kurt here, your co-hosts for the FP Next podcast. Listen to our latest episode as we head south to Houston, Texas to take in Commodity Classic and catch up with a few special guests along the way.
10,800 people, I saw some kind of a record. Farmers everywhere, a lot of families, a lot of business being done.
The theme has been that this is a whirlwind. It is really cool to see so many people in the same place that care about the same things.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The federal government owns 27.4% of all surface land in the United States, with the vast majority of that concentrated in the western states, including Alaska. On much of that federally owned land, 245 million acres to be specific, the rules and requirements put forth by the Bureau of Land Management are the last word on how those public resources are used. And last week, that agency proposed a new draft plan to protect the greater sage grouse, a ground-nesting bird that, during mating season, can put on quite a show as the males strut around to attract a mate. Officials at the Bureau of Land Management say at one time there were millions of sage grouse across the bird's 10-state native range, but current counts show only approximately 800,000, a decline in population that they argue should make the bird eligible for endangered species protection, though Congress has prevented that move for the time being through legislation. Under this new proposal, the BLM is considering six potential changes to the guidance last updated in 2019, with each proposal coming with varying degrees of protection for the sage grouse and restrictions on surface usage. Alternative 3 is the most restrictive proposal. In that one, BLM turns all sage grouse management into primary habitat management areas, or PHMAs. If a habitat is named as a primary habitat management area, that PHMA would be closed to all new leases for oil and gas development, mining permits for non-energy minerals, and crucially for Western ranchers, closed to grazing. Currently, the BLM is pushing for Alternative 5, a plan they argue to be a mix of protection while still allowing usage for the public and other stakeholders. The proposal is open for comment until mid-May, which some groups say is not nearly enough time to understand the impact. I'll have more when we come back.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Livestock groups so far have confined their frustration with the new proposal on sage grouse protection from the BLM to the timing. The Bureau of Land Management released the proposal last Friday and said the comment period would close in 60 days, a very short turnaround for a rule that takes 600 pages to lay out. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, highs in the mid-30s with snow showers developing, significant accumulations possible.
Looking out the window and think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now it's 30.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming.
She's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin. station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Like a darn fool, she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. Said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bomb. For some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. And sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. She needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel holding my arm. So God made a girl his best work of art. No place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball. Yeah, man made a
This is a long night, cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Fall asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together.
soft and slow.